Okay, is everyone here? Anyone missing? No, I think we're all here. Okay, we're going to resume now and have a brief review of our tasks and things that we've agreed on, and then adjourn, because we've happily concluded most of our substantive work. I'm just going to walk through a list of things that we've agreed to and make sure that that's accurate. Please let me know if we've forgotten anything. First on the list is that Manal and Brian, once we adjourn, have to pull together the questions to staff from yesterday to provide to Doug in terms of document requests and questions. Next, I have an assignment of developing questions for public comment around the Brussels meeting of ICANN, which is owned by Cheryl, Willie, and Olivier. The next task that we agreed to is that Becky is going to communicate with the ACs and SOs about setting up face-to-face meetings with them in Brussels at the ICANN meeting. We also have a question about questions, developing questions. Peter rightly said this is something we should get ahead of. Did you want to take on that task? Did you want help with that? Becky? We're going to need to provide questions to the chairs of the ACs and SOs as well as early as. Anybody want to help Becky in developing questions? Louie. Oh, I see. Yeah. No, that's a good idea. That's a very good idea. But, okay, Louie, why don't you work with Becky?
And once you've developed the main thing is the agenda that needs to be developed. So we need to know, putting on my chair hat here, we need to know how much time and exactly what we want to cover so we can prepare our people to have done any preparatory work.
Becky.
Just to be clear, I think that this is really an opportunity for the SOs and ACs to provide input to us. So my inclination was to be more, we will make ourselves available to come and meet with you and discuss those particular things, as opposed to our own agenda in particular.
Peter.
Thank you, Brian. Would it be helpful to talk before I go about the session, which now looks pretty firm with the board, 90 minutes on June the 20th. It's in Brussels. So we're having our retreat meeting on the Friday and Saturday morning, it looks like, and then time with the GAC working group in the morning, and then time with the board in the afternoon. There may well be more, but looking at that board session in Brussels, would it be worth covering now?
Yes.
Again, strongly urge to have as much clarity about questions, etc., in advance.
Let's discuss that a bit. It's June 30th, you said? 20th, pardon me. That's Sunday? And what time?
The afternoon with the board. I'm not sure exactly what time it is.
Do you know how much time we have?
90 minutes, an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, okay. Larry.
We're doing two meetings Sunday, right? One with the working group in the morning and one with just the board in the afternoon, right?
Right, so 90 minutes.
Just to distinguish between those two, obviously the morning one is about the GAC, and you're going to be talking to the joint working group that's working on the GAC board thing, so that's very going to be very GAC-oriented. The stuff in the afternoon will be the full board on all the whole board issues, succession, compensation, performance, or whatever else you want to talk about. So do you want to, would it be helpful now just to run through some questions, just to brainstorm a bit?
Well, yeah, any pointers you have, Peter, in terms of interacting with the board, number one. Number two, would we want to fashion, yes, let's talk about questions for the board.
No, they're a wonderful, good-looking, intelligent, very receptive bunch. So you have absolutely no, and they're keen to work in the same way that the staff were. So in terms of socially, there'll be absolutely no issue. But from an information point of view, I think the sooner we can get to the board, the discussion papers that have come out of this session, working methodology, etc., and those sorts of things, they will find that helpful. They are typically reasonably diligent. They will read material in advance and prepare things if you ask them to. But obviously, busy people, so the earlier the better.
I guess then what we really need are volunteers to develop a list of questions for the board. And I'm happy to raise my hand for that. Would someone be willing to join me? There we go. Eric, thank you. And as you say, if there's any document requests, we should probably get them in as quickly as possible, too, in advance. Okay. Any other considerations for that meeting? Okay. Hearing none. Giannis, for the GAC, how much time do we have with them?
I would like to suggest 1 hour with the joint working group on Sunday, and the options are do it from 9 to 10 a.m. To start the meeting, or do it from 11 to 12 when the meeting is supposed to end.
This
at
is
the end of the meeting. But this is Sunday, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm really this is open invitation, whatever you prefer.
Any preference on the team? Yes, Cheryl.
Just a personal preference, because I would be leaving the running of our Sunday all-day event to the vice chairs. If it could be the 11 on, then it means I can be there to the start and get the running order organised and leave them all in the good hands of the two vice chairs that we have.
So, and then there could be meeting, if it's desirable, with the GAC itself, and that meeting could be scheduled whether Saturday, but I understand that Saturday is the full working day.
Yeah. What is our schedule on Friday and Saturday? Can people remind me?
Day and a half. The whole day, the Friday.
Would afternoon be available with the GAC?
Since we haven't agreed yet schedule, I can propose and I can put it in the schedule. Yeah, no problem.
If you'd propose it, thank you.
How much time you would like to spend on that?
I'd think at least how much? Yeah, I was going to say at least 90 minutes, at least. So 2 hours.
Two hours on Saturday.
Yeah.
There might be some overlap, though. If the intention is to speak about the reform of the GAC, GAC institutional evolution, and so on, so these are also questions which we're addressing in the joint working group. The difference is that there are five board members present. So there might be some overlap, just for you to know. But of course, we're open to discuss any questions you would like to. Or review team would like to discuss, and as I said, also the GAC is working with open doors. Anytime anybody can walk in and sit and listen.
Would anybody like to volunteer to develop questions for the GAC? Becky? Buddy? I'd like to have a rule of two here. Thank you, Fabio. Peter.
Just a point of protocol, in terms of dealing with these other organisations, we need to just be clear how we're going to do that. So we've had, for example, the suggestion that Becky reach out to the chairs to sort out the meetings, and I'm not suggesting anything wrong with that, but somehow we need to make sure that and I suggest that the chair gets copied on all those sorts of mails so that there's some kind of central sense of coordination of who's talking to who and what. I'm not suggesting that there's anything improper in any individual members of the team talking to anyone, but might be quite a good idea if we adopt a working practice that you get copied, or Manal, or both of you.
Yeah, both.
So that there's a central repository, so that for all the usual obvious reasons.
Chair and vice chair copies. That makes good sense. Thank you.
And also a technical question.
Yes, Giannis.
Until now, I am performing function of webmaster for the IT mailing list. So I would like to pass the bucket on. The question is to whom?
Who hasn't volunteered for anything yet? Daddy hasn't run a mailing list?
I've never done it before as well. So
Louis?
It's rather simple.
Thank you, Louis. Thank you very much, Louis.
Okay, I'll send you a password.
Yeah, that's right. Why not? Sure. Yeah.
I'll take that. I volunteer for that.
Thank you, Warren. Fabio.
He had also mentioned the possibility to interact with the community at large during the Brussels meeting. Is a date and arrangement already Monday. Has already been foreseen?
Shaping up for Monday afternoon. I don't know whether Jana's got any more recent information, but that's last night's best guess. We could talk a bit now about how that might look and what we're trying to achieve. I assume that it's going to be a standard kind of ICANN presentation in which the whole of the review team would be on stage and be introduced by the chair, and you'd then get a rundown of the fact that we've had some conferences and a face-to-face meeting, what we've, list of achievements, where we currently are, and then Q&A, but that maybe there's something more exciting that could be done than that relatively standard sort of format.
I don't dance or sing, so that sounds good to me. Yeah, no, I think that sounds perfectly appropriate, and I think the...
How did you become chair, if you
can? My perception of that event is just to provide the community with a wide-open chance to tell us anything and everything that they think. And we can, give them an update of what's good. We might want to provide questions that we've provided to the staff so they see what we're asking. That's a thought, but otherwise...
Online survey utilized. It's been done in the strat planning exercise earlier at other meetings, though it's not setting a precedent, and it could be worthwhile.
Could we get that out there soon enough in advance, developed and soon enough in advance? We need volunteers. Cheryl?
It's a staff exercise, really. You need to be working with the ICANN team at the meeting. They run those tools for you.
Okay.
But somebody here should be tasked to run it, to follow it up.
But the questions, per se, are from the group you've
That's got. Yes, yeah. The questions. I was focused on who's going to help draft the questions. Cheryl? Oh, it's the same group. I'm sorry. You're right. It's already done. Okay. So would you mind taking on... You've got it. Okay.
Direct with staff, yes.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Anything else on the Brussels meeting? I think we've exhausted that. Okay. In terms of other things we've agreed, Larry and Fabio are going to draft terms of reference for an RFP, for a management assessment team, or group, I should say. Yes?
Briefly, because
sure.
I think what would I think make sense is that if we could turn that around fairly quickly and get a sign-off from everybody, we'd actually like to drop it into the, among companies that might be willing to participate, with a goal to setting aside some time in Brussels to have the companies present, either in person or through some other mechanism, to actually present proposals to us when we're in Brussels. Does that fit with people's schedules and expectations?
Discussion? Louis?
I'd like to register my concern about even doing that exercise, being that while we should review definitely the inputs and outputs of staff, I'm concerned that we're reviewing the practices inside staff. So, other thoughts about that?
Thoughts? Questions?
I understood the question.
So we're looking to put out an RFP for a group to review staff practices? No? Management inside staff?
This would be a management review, yes.
Okay. All right.
My understanding, Fabio speaking, my understanding of it is that we should be reviewing, we should be having somebody who can give us a professional advice on the way in which the existing, I would say, composition of the board, way in which the board works, ways in which public input reaches the board are designed or effective, are conducive to the highest possible degree of transparency and accountability. Is that?
So that we're clear, all that would happen between now and Brussels would be we would prepare an RFP. It would be approved by this group. It could go out to parties that we think might be interested in conducting the review, one of which may well be this One World Trust in London. Mm-hmm. And then they wouldn't, at that point in time, do anything other than take the materials we've submitted to them and come back with a proposal as to how they would perform that task and present that to us with the idea of then in Brussels being able to say, okay, having now heard proposals from three entities, we don't do it at all because we don't see the value, or we decide we want to do it and could actually hopefully make a selection of a firm at that time so that they would then be able to start still in June and complete their work in the time frame we're talking about, because they really need to be done in that September time frame by the time, assuming we meet again in September. That meeting needs to be the report out from the management review if it's going to be of any use to us. No external party will go inside ICANN before we hear these proposals in June.
Giannis.
Okay, then I'm good with it. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Louis. Giannis.
Just a reminder that just recently external evaluators concluded evaluation of the board review. So do we really need to do another board review in two months after the one is just concluded?
Again, here we are dealing with an item that has already been identified in the January document, the tension between various forms of accountability. There has been a review of the board, of the functioning of the board, but from which point of view? The point is that the question that we're asking ourselves is if the present arrangement that might be perfect to run a corporation are also adequate to ensure the sort of transparency accountability that one expects from a body that for part of its activities has a public policy function. So that's where there is a difference between the analysis, the work that has been done until now, and a lot of work has been done, and the question that we have. That being said, it could very well be, as Larry says, that, you know, honestly, these firms will tell us that there isn't much more that they could do, or we will see from their proposals that perhaps we can't expect much, but if they come up with an interesting proposal, who knows?
Other discussion? Well, I would suggest that Larry and Fabio draft, and we can examine their draft as a group and look at the board in particular, Giannis, and revisit the question you've raised. Any other discussion?
I think the scope may be larger than the board only, because if you take the One World Trust and the previous report they've done was larger, it was the accountability of ICANN.
It's Larry again. As I said earlier this morning in response to a comment Fabio made, yeah, I think the review would be centered around the five commitments in paragraph 9.1.
Okay, moving on. We agreed that meeting in Egypt. And yes, Fabio.
I don't know whether Peter will talk to me again after what I'm going to say, but when we were talking about New Zealand, I was fine, great, I've never been to New Zealand, even for a few days, that would be great. But then I did some inquiries here about not just the travel arrangements, the cost. I have a former employer that is prepared to pay my cost, but I would feel a bit embarrassed about submitting the sort of figures that I've seen. Are we really sure that we have to do it in New Zealand? Because we wanted to do something in the Asia Pacific. you know, places like Singapore, Hong Kong, China are much easier to reach for the majority of us, and much, much cheaper, because really the price was horrendous for travel to New Zealand.
You're just too okay.
Well, welcome to my world, I suppose, is the response. Look, it's just an offer. It doesn't have to be accepted. You have to treat it like any other proposal and make sure it makes sense economically, socially, in every other way. So I won't be at all offended if the offer is rejected. I would like to see you in New Zealand, but that's up to you.
Eric.
In any case, all possible place in Pacific will be so far away for everybody. So New Zealand is it's a good. Sorry.
It's not the same. There is a huge difference for. I don't know. Well, the majority here are probably based in the United States. So for no.
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 But at least for everybody in Europe, going to anywhere in Asia, it costs less than half the price of going to New Zealand. The time, it doesn't matter. I'm not talking about the time that it, you know, we can take it upon ourselves, how long it takes, it doesn't matter. But in terms of prices, we're talking to, going to New Zealand is three times as expensive as going to Beijing, or going to Singapore, going to a destination like this. In fact, I've even seen that one of the offers that I was proposed to me was to come back again to Los Angeles, and then from Los Angeles fly to Oakland. But now let's not just a word for reconsideration, and I'm not insisting.
Well, let's do this. Cost is a factor and should be considered. So why doesn't everybody do their own research on what the cost of flying to New Zealand would be? And if we find as a group that it's exceedingly expensive, then we can come back quickly with an alternative.
We have an idea of what the alternative could be, because if we excessive is relative to what?
Looking towards China, perhaps. Okay. Yes, that'd be. Thank you very much for doing that. Yep. Okay. Thank you. I'll wait for your feedback. Okay. So we.
Need visas to Bolivia, that is so my country. So for me, the same.
We don't require visas from just about anywhere. So and certainly very different. For example, from Australia, I used to travel with my wife, and she was on an Australian passport. And everywhere we went, she would need a visa, and I wouldn't. And it's the same coming into New Zealand. It's quite easy.
Okay, so we have. Two possible locations, or one to be determined, and we'll probably to come back on China. Thank you. Okay, moving on. We have decided or agreed. There you go, Warren. Thank you for the data point. we've also agreed, and this for the people who presented today, the three different documents and work streams, that you'll make any updates that come out of the discussion today and recirculate the documents, so we'll have them as final contributions to the work. Doodles are going to be set up for the next conference call, and for the September meeting and the October meeting, and I recall Becky volunteering to do that. We need to develop the agenda for our meeting in Brussels on Friday and Saturday, and if you're okay, I think the Vice Chair and I will take that on. Yes.
Another scheduling issue. This is Larry. For the October meeting in Egypt, I know we were talking about the 8th or the 9th. I don't know who else this affects, but some of us, at least I'd have a commitment to be the ITU plenipot that starts right before that. So I think the 8th and 9th will probably work okay, but I probably couldn't do anything earlier than that because of the ITU.
Understood. Okay. Moving on. So Becky's got the doodles for the next conference call, the September meeting, the October meeting. Your point taken, Larry, on timing. We need the agenda for the next conference call, which the chair and vice chair will happily take on. Warren's got the hashtag. Louie's got the mailing list. I have exhausted this list. Are there any other open? Minutes. I spoke with our ICANN support staff. Minutes will be prepared and circulated to us for review before they go out. And that'll happen shortly. She's flying back to Brussels, but hopefully within the next 48 hours we'll have those. Question, Cheryl? Yes, Manal.
I think we also need to update the current documents and reflect the discussions that happened today, and maybe agree who's gonna work on the definitions, because it's almost in every document. Yeah. And
Cheryl speaking. Pardon me, Manal. That was why I was pushing my button. It's all very good to update our individual documents in our work stream, but we actually need to synthesise them, because there is important points that don't need repeating, and there's work that we're all doing, and we need to do that jointly as opposed to severally. So perhaps one person from each of the team should take the role to interact with another person from each of the teams and start to do some synthesis at the same time. The other question, while I've got the microphone, coming from the maddening throngs out there in social networking land, is matters of, are things like the presentations this morning going to be available? They're very keen to see what we've seen and know what we know, if at all possible. And that, to that end, could we make better use of the Adobe Connect room with its other capabilities in our next meeting, including our telephonic ones, than we have this time round?
Becky?
In terms of the presentations this morning, those were drafts of documents that we plan to post as soon as they're finalized.
Pretty much what I've said, but yeah. We've got to do it.
We have to finalize them first.
In all our capability around. One other item I'm about to press. Willie, please.
On follow-up around the framework discussion, I think we had Larry approaching One World Trust, and Olivia and I would approach Charlotte Hess.
Thank you for that addition.
Oh, sorry. This is Olivier. Yeah. So we said that the contact with One World Trust will be through the call for proposal, right?
Would seem to me that they might well be interested in responding to it, but I think the idea of maybe doing a call with them in advance would be useful, and I think it will have to be a call. So why don't we'll endeavor to set that up, and then to let Willie and Olivier, and I guess now Fabio, since he's working on the RFP, know to participate in that call. In fact, I guess we'll let everybody know. There's no reason why any of you can't should feel free to participate if you want.
And concerning the CPR, we said we're going to look at the applicability of the CPR to our particular case. Right? So that's Willie and I.
Okay, any open items? Okay, I am about to hit send on my declaration of conflict of interest to the list. Please encourage all the members to do so if you haven't. Cheryl.
Just a point there, sending it to the list is a fine, fair and reasonable thing, but we need to know that it's also gone to an appropriate archive. So whilst I have already sent earlier on my version to the list, I think you don't need me to resend it to the list. I've sent my version that I'd sent to the list through to Alice, because we need to have a formal archive on the web somewhere for these things, so someone needs to take ownership of doing that particular piece of work.
I thought you'd left Alice, I'm sorry. Yes, Fabio.
Any declarations she already has. I give her a paper copy of mine.
So when you send it to the list, would you copy Alice as well? As I'm not looking at you for a particular reason. I'm just speaking in your direction. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you kindly, Ms. Orr. Yes, if you'd all please copy Alice so we can maintain an archive of that. Any other open items? Our work is done. I would encourage anybody who has time today to start on the questions, or certainly Manal and I will do our list of questions, but to the extent that you begin your work quickly and get it back to the team, obviously time is of the essence for all of these tasks. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. I thought it was a very constructive 2 days. Looking forward to meeting up with you again. We're adjourned.